Is that right? Is that right? Can that be right? That's not right, because I'm looking at my clock. My clock says 1930 UTC. Yeah, the traditional time of starting the Dubious Goals Committee. So let's start the Dubious Goals Committee right now. Okay, here we go. We started. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Mostly because I have a number of dubious goals that require achieving. One of which is to drink this 1.5 liter cup of tea. Oh, it's full and it's very hot. Oh, I could expect it to be hot because I just made this like 3 minutes ago. And it's very hot. So we're going to set that aside for a second. But I am glad it's hot because we got another very cold day today. It's cold. I woke up cold. I'm cold now. Everything is cold. My cat is cold. It's difficult to sit on this chair because the chair is cold. Everything is cold. Yeah, about 45 minutes ago, or maybe about an hour ago now, we did break into the positive temperatures. Yes, when I got up, it was -5 degrees. That's -5 Fahrenheit. That's at least -20°C. So, you know, it's cold. I'm annoyed about it. But yeah, at least we're above zero now. I think we're going to a high of 6 or 7 degrees today. Woohoo! Yeah. Not excited about it. This is not fun for me. This is not fun for my back. This is not... it's not fun for my cat. Yeah, so in a couple days it's supposed to get back above freezing. Kind of looking forward to that. Actually, I don't care. As long as it's above 20 degrees Fahrenheit, then I'm kind of all right. But yeah, when it gets below zero, it becomes problematic. It becomes problematic, and I don't feel like dealing with those problems today. Of course, the real problem, the real difficulty with the cold is that I tend to be unproductive. I tend to get unproductive. It's too cold to work on any projects. It's too cold to do anything. And so I get unmotivated fast because, you know, most of my energy is needed to stay warm. And most of my thoughts are directed towards, what can I do that will keep me warmer than I already am? Yeah. And what does this mean for the Dubious Goals Committee? Well, when I'm unproductive, when I feel like I can't function and do anything, then Dubious Goals Committee tends to suffer. What do we got going on today? Nothing. Because I'm freezing. And it's very annoying. It's very, very annoying. Anywho, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, just do the regular stuff, you know? Just give us some football news and stuff and blah, blah, blah. Well, the truth of the matter is, I'm not caught up on everything yet. I got hung up doing some other stuff over the weekend, and I did miss a couple of games. And so now I've got to watch these games, and we need to check to see if any of those games are on today. I don't think so. But we got to check. I missed like 2 Bundesliga games, so we got to check that out. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, that's coming up in, well, just about an hour. A little bit less than an hour. Yeah, here we go. Schalke versus Gladbach. And then, oh, sweet. And then the other game that I missed. Nice. Hertha Berlin versus Bayern Munich. Sweet. Okay, so those 2 games I'm good with. And now I'm trying to think which... EPL game did I miss? I don't remember. It doesn't matter. But what we really need is more cricket news.
Ball in hand with an eye on a career-first test fifer, but Joe Root's priority at the start of day five was for England to mop up the South African tail as quickly as possible. Certainly Stuart Broad had his eye on an early finish, a wicket with the third ball of the day.
Out! There we go! It's begun!
If Root could get one of the three now remaining, he'd become the first England captain since Bob Willis to take five in an innings. So close.
Oh, that was close.
A scare for Rabada, who hands. Just for a while alongside Keshav Maharaj suggested England might have to wait a little to wrap things up. A change of bowling brought instant results.
Instant.
Up in the air.
Taken out.
Mark Wood into the attack and gets a wicket. South Africa eight down.
England now two wickets away. Maharaj was still proving hard to shift, batting with a diligence and focus that had been so lacking from South Africa's top order. But wickets around him continued to tumble.
One.
Dom Best removing Norkia for five. Now England needed just one. Could Joe Root get it to complete that elusive fifer?
Oh, that's a fabulous hit.
Nope.
No, he couldn't. Instead, he was subjected to an onslaught from Maharaj. Two sixes, three fours, and four byes in this over that went for 28. Root, only the third bowler ever to concede that many in an over in Test cricket.
Yeah, that's pretty
brutal. This was
brutal.
Turning into some innings from Maharaj, staring defeat in the face, remaining defiant for a half century.
Well, he's done it. What a lovely stroke to get to 50 with as well. Splendid moment for Keshav Maharaj.
England just couldn't get him out. This was starting to get a little frustrating.
Close, close, close. Oh!
In the first innings, England had taken South Africa's last four wickets for just one run.
But that all falls apart. England does end up winning. They now cannot lose the series. So I don't know why they're bothering to play another test, but does it matter? I don't know. Where's my tea? Oh, here it is. Okay, so let's, since we're talking about cricket, we might as well have a little tea break. Oh, hot. Hot. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. All right. Yeah, so earlier this morning I was watching cricket highlights. I was watching Big Bash. And that was great. Perth won again. Perth isn't doing all that great. And they need to kick it up here a little bit. And here's the news. Saracens face threat of automatic relegation. No, they do not face it. It has already happened. I actually watched the Saracens game yesterday. This is, you know, rugby. They've been punished. They're getting relegated even if they win the championship. So, what else is happening? Oh, yeah. Perth. They're terrible. So many cricket highlights to watch today. I've got all kinds of stuff I need to do today. But I'm going to do nothing. Today might be read a book in the bathtub day, but I'm afraid the water won't be hot enough. When the temperature gets this cold, my hot water heater cannot keep up, and I cannot get enough hot water to take a bath. So I need to sort of figure this out. This is when I really, really, really need a bathtub preheater. So I'm sitting here thinking, well, I wonder if I could, like... No, this is a stupid idea. I was just thinking, I wonder if I could sit up there in my bathroom and, like, use my hair dryer to heat up my bathtub before, you know, putting hot water into it. And no, that's not going to do any good because that doesn't generate enough heat, doesn't hold it long enough. What do I need to do? I don't know. Okay, so what is today? Monday the 27th? I'm trying to think here. Yeah, we got five more days. Or four more days. I can do math in my head. Three or four more days left of the January transfer window for football. Yay, football. I like football. I got some games I need to watch here in about an hour when I'm eating my lunch. What do I feel like eating today? Well, it's not that I have much that it's not that I have much of a choice. And why are my guts being a little bit weird now? I do not know. I don't know. Maybe I just need to quit complaining about the cold. Maybe I need to get into a different sort of mental space here. I think I need to get into a weird mental space, to be perfectly honest. And I'm seeing a lot of strange colors. Yellow and black. And what the hell is going on?
Yellow and black and...
And,
Yellow and black and rectangular.
Rectangular, yes. And, what else?
Well, yellow and black and rectangular.
Rectangular, yes. What else?
Well, doctor, it has kind of black and yellow and black and...
Rectangular, yes.
It has kind of shapes inside.
Yellow, black, and shapes inside.
Oh, I see them everywhere.
What else?
It has kind of wedge shapes inside.
Yellow, black,
and yellow,
and with
rectangular
wedge shapes inside.
Oh, I see them everywhere. Do you hear me?
There. Just lie back.
Black
and yellow with...
Everywhere, do you hear me?
There, Mrs. Black.
Well, wedge shapes.
Mrs. Wedge.
Everywhere.
There. Back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Rectangular, black, and with wedge shapes inside.
Oh, I see them everywhere.
Just lie back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Yellow and with black shapes...
Wedge shapes inside.
Everywhere,
do you hear me?
There. Back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Mrs. Yellow, back on the couch.
What does it mean? Am I losing my mind?
Just lie back on the couch.
What does it mean?
Just lie back.
Am I losing my mind?
There.
Everywhere.
Just lie back.
Do you hear me?
There, Mrs.
Everywhere, do you hear me?
There.
Do you hear me?
Mrs.
Rectangular.
Rectangular, yes.
Am I losing my mind?
What you have been seeing everywhere you look are those yellow and black signs used to indicate a fallout shelter in buildings.
So you see these signs too, Dr. Black?
Why, sure, Mrs. Rectangular.
Well, I feel better already.
Me too. Oh, that was obviously negative land with yellow, black, and rectangular. One of my favorite tracks off their album Escape from Noise, which I thought was a brilliant album. Because it is, and my opinion is always right. Oh my god. Yeah, and I was just thinking back to the first time I heard this song. Me and Booper, we were just, you know, running around doing our regular thing. Was it a Saturday? It might have been a Saturday. And it was a lovely day, nice, warm, late spring or early summer day. And we decided to make the rounds of the record stores. So we go down to our favorite used vinyl record store that also sold some new records. And a mutual friend of ours worked there. And when we got there, he said, "Oh, you guys have to check this out." And he picks up an album and says, "This is brand new. It just came out. This is going to blow your mind. You're going to love it. You have to buy it." So we bought it. And no, normally we do not take that kind of advice from anybody. Somebody tells us, "Well, you got to buy this, blah, blah, blah." But no, this guy who told us to buy this was one of our peers slash mentors in the music scene. And we had been doing a lot of really bizarre experimental type of music, real avant-garde sort of stuff. It's not very different than what you just heard. And this guy, he was on a record label that, it's hard to explain. It's kind of a long story. It doesn't really matter. But this guy is the guy that we were playing all of our new stuff for. So whenever we had any new weird track, we're playing it for this guy. And so when he says, oh, you're going to like this because this is similar to what you do. Yeah, we bought the album. We bought the album. And then after a couple of other errands that we had to run, we went back to his apartment, went back to Booper's apartment. And where do I go from here? This is a family show. This is a family-friendly show. But there were alkaloids involved. There were indole rings involved. And once that was sort of reaching a peak, then we put on this album. And so when I first heard that song, Yellow, Black, and Rectangular, I was in the perfect state of mind to hear it. And when it ended, you know, that's only like, what, 2 minutes and 15 seconds long. When it ended, I just breathed this huge sigh of relief and, oh my God. it was crazy. It was outright crazy. And then the whole rest of the album is just so brilliant. So brilliant, in fact, that I'm thinking that we're going to have to do a little bit more. And I got just the track in mind from the same album. Yeah, a boy lying on skins is tuning the dials of a small transistor radio. No, a boy lying on for... anyway, the number you need to know here is 11. Just keep that in mind. Because we're going to get nutty.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio. And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcer's voice speaking Komi. Then with music from Moscow, followed by English and French speech.
The recording was made at the Moscow Theater of Musical Miniatures.
Now, back to modern times.
Your attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS time scale. This adjustment is required to maintain internationally coordinated universal time as broadcast from these stations in close agreement with UT1 or astronomical time.
WA6ODB with a question.
And,
do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
And about power.
Do you mean?
We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
Power and all that. That's power. We got so much power. That's ridiculous.
We have
power, 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 power now. Ridiculous. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny.
You mean?
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
It's not even funny.
Do
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union? It's not even funny.
I never really studied that up.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
That's 11.
11. That's ridiculous.
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
11.
11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. 11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. I can believe that. I'm a firm believer in that.
You're right.
1, 2, 3. 4. Yes, sir. 1, 2, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Soviet Union's the whole half side of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
When you talk about fighting, we're a country that we're a firm believer on Christ, and it's called help thy neighbor. Do not kill, do not, you know, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because man, nobody is perfect, you know. It's not even funny. And about power, man, nobody is perfect, you know.
So what is your point?
Nobody is perfect, you know.
So what is your point, Glenn?
There's two things you don't talk about. One's politics, the other one's religion. The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine in each other. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you kid yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the, just thanks for the good thoughts.
This concludes our transmission to Oceania. However, listeners in East Asia may continue listening on the following shortwave frequencies. 6110, 7230, 9565, 9760, 15160, and 15425 kilohertz.
I'll separate them.
Here it comes.
Classic. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. That was Time Zones by Negative Land. I don't want to say their greatest hit, but I don't know. That might be the most well-known song by Negative Land. If you want to call it a song, whatever you feel like calling it, I don't particularly care. That is some good stuff. Yeah, I about lost my mind when I first heard that one, too. Just because, you know, I was greatly under the influence. And also, I was sort of mad, because here I thought I was doing something original. Here I thought I was creating some kind of new form of acoustic art. And then I'd been doing it for about 2 years, thereabouts, maybe a little bit more, when we stumbled upon this fascinating record, Escape from Noise, by Negative Land. Yeah, that was the beginning of the end. Oh, but I'll tell you, I did go to a lot of effort to look for more Negative Land recordings after that, and I did manage to find a bunch, because Negative Land signed with SST, you know, Greg Ginn's album, label, Greg Ginn's record label that Black Flag was on, and a few other bands. And I thought, oh, this is great, because one thing that SST did is they re-released all of Negative Land's back catalog on tape, because, you know, it's real cheap and easy to make cassette tapes, so they ended up cranking out all their old stuff. They took all the old stuff off their shelf that went back a decade or even more. And they put all that stuff on tape, and I got a lot of that stuff. I managed to pick up a bunch of it, not to mention other albums and stuff. And I do have something of a collection. And then, of course, there was the big fallout with SST due to the U2 issue that we have covered in other episodes of Dubious Goals Committee, and you can learn about it elsewhere anyway. And blah, blah, blah. And where are we today? Well, at least one or two of the guys have died. The weatherman himself, he is now a hermit and lives in a cabin in the woods somewhere away from everybody. Is he still building weird electronic stuff? Yeah, maybe. You can look him up. You might be able to get some of his stuff. Good luck. But hey, the weatherman, he's just as crazy as ever, if not more so. He's my hero. They love that guy. Everything he says is such a gem. And he does crazy electronic projects. I like that. So yeah, there's a lot of parallels between some of these guys in this little group and me and some people I know that I should probably get a hold of. Yeah, I emailed Booper yesterday, or the day before yesterday, because I stumbled upon Balap Kelinci, or Balap Kelinci, or I don't know how to say it, but down in Indonesia, they like to race rabbits. These are drag races. And they're awesome. And yes, you can bet on it. And so obviously I had to send links to Booper, because, you know, since you can bet on it, you know, he's going to be interested. But yeah, so I made him watch a bunch of these rabbit racing videos. Look this up. Balap space Kelinci. Just type that into your YouTube and just pick some random video that shows at least like a rabbit. It's so great. Booper said he didn't think he'd be able to go to Indonesia because it would be too humid. That's his excuse. The humidity is just Booper. That's my excuse. Yeah, but Booper liked it. He's like, yeah, you could probably find somebody online to Skype with to take your action. So, I don't know. Does this mean I'm going to start betting on Indonesian rabbit races? Probably not. But I would go to Indonesia just to watch this. Oh, man, everybody. See, there's not enough rabbit racing where I live. Probably not enough where you live either. Luckily, you have me and the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, regardless of any rabbit racing schedule, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I got football to watch and food to eat, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yo.